Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom to a millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Girl CEO Radio, the playground for female entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Ronnie Brown, and I am so excited to be here with you guys. Yesterday was such an awesome day for me, guys. I had a really good time at the beach, and I can't even begin to just kind of talk about how relaxed I've been sitting by the water. I don't know what it is, but lately I have been really, really attracted to the water. Just sitting by the pool or going to the beach and just relaxing and just sitting in silence and clearing my head. It's just been really therapeutic for me. So, hey, I want to stress, if you've been feeling like you're all over the place, this may be a really good outlet for you as well. Go to the beach, go to the lake, go somewhere and just sit in silence and dip your feet in the water and clear your head. But I've been doing that, and I've just been getting a ton of ideas. I've been just really thinking and kind of strategizing and planning out my goals. And it's just been one of those moments where I'm like, man, I like this. I kind of feel like as you get older, you come to terms with what the hell you enjoy. And you know how your grandma used to be like, be quiet. You're running up and down the steps and shut my door. And they wanted silence. I just kind of feel like I've gotten older. I've really begun to just value that peace. That peace has just been top priority for me. So self-care, Girl CEO self-care. Go find a quiet space by a lake or somewhere and just relax, because it's just been a game changer for me. All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and jump into this episode, because I've been really wanting to chat about this, and it's just been really something that has kind of been coming into my DM. You guys always come into my DM on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you go follow me at Ronnie Brown, R-O-N-N-E, Brown, like the color. But I have been getting tons of messages, and one of the messages that I got last week, I'm going to read it out to you guys. I will not mention her name, but it says, "Dear Ronnie, how do you deal with investing in people and constantly pushing people, but coming to terms with the fact that you may be pushing them harder than they are pushing themselves? I feel like I am dragging someone to their success right now. I'm tired and I really don't know where to go from here. My biggest fear is that once I get them to where they want to go, they really be able to keep the wheels turning." Woo, baby. This is a good topic. A really good topic. Let me start with this. When I initially started my business, I had so many people that came to me and they wanted to change their lives. They wanted to make money. They wanted to make a difference. They wanted to be a millionaire. Heck, they wanted to fire their bosses. I mean, I have heard it all before, you guys know. If anyone's heard it, I've heard it. I've worked with thousands of people from all walks of life. what I had to come to terms with was, Ronnie, you have a problem. And you all may think I'm crazy for saying this, but I had a problem. I really did. And young lady, you may have a problem because I wanted to fix everyone's life. And when I say everyone's, I mean everyone's life. People would come around me and I used to make them over. I used to help them with their confidence. I used to push them, off the cliff. And sometimes it was more of me than them. And I think that we have to make sure that we can identify when it's more of us than them. Because it can get a little crazy when you want things for people more than they want them for themselves. And I mean, this is friendships. This is relationships. This is family members. Sometimes you can see people and you can see what they have the potential to do and who they have the potential to be, but it's really just potential. Guys, especially in relationships. I talk to so many women and they're just like, well, I just felt like he could do this and he could do that. You cannot make anyone into what you want them to be. You have to allow people to be who they are and come into their own. Let me say that one more time. You have to learn to allow people to be who they are and come into their own. Now, we have to go a little deeper with this conversation because sometimes we can want to fix people's lives for all of the wrong reasons. Why are you so connected? Why are you so involved? Why does this matter so much to you? You guys, you have to ask yourself this because sometimes it can be for your own personal fulfillment. Are you doing this because this person wants this? Or are you doing this because it makes you feel good or having them at the space that you want them at is better for you? So what I had to come to grips with was I paid less attention to what people told me they wanted, especially in business. Let me just stress this, especially in business. I paid less attention to what people told me and more attention to what people showed me. And young lady, I just want to stress that this is something that you need to think about in every situation. Friendship, relationship, family, when people are talking about what they want and their dreams and their goals and all that stuff, stop listening and start watching. Once I started to watch people, I used to sit back and I used to say, this joker really doesn't want it. This person is full of shit. They're talking, but the action that is required is not happening. We get to a space where we work with people based on their potential. And ladies, girl CEOs, we have to stop taking on these projects. Projects with mentees who don't want to do the work that's required. Projects with family members who come back around and they say they want to get their lives together when they don't. Projects with men who don't have their shit together and you constantly have to fix people up and help them get to the next level in their life. Projects with friends who see your growth and they think it's easy and they want to be just as successful, but they're not willing to cut back on spending and partying and chilling and traveling and all of those things to get where they need and want to be. So, girl CEO, my best recommendation for you is to get away from the personal attachment that you have to other people's wants. Start paying attention to what they're really willing to do to make that stuff happen. And when you start paying attention to people's actions, you'll be like, oh man, this is, you can see what they're willing to do to really get where they want to be. Because the thing is, if we can just be honest, a lot of the things that people have achieved in life, a lot of things that some of your friends have acquired, those things have happened based on the choices that they've made in life. I mean, I put up a post today and it was literally saying that I've listened to a lot of people. I've met with a lot of different people. And they all want to be millionaires. They want to be successful. They want to buy their dream homes. They want to live life on their own terms. But the truth is, many of them have been conditioned to repeat those very words that you just heard me say. And they're repeating stuff that they've heard other people say. And they're not even ready to make the necessary choices for their lives to transition. What the hell are you talking about, Ronnie? I'm telling you that people have watched so much YouTube. They've watched so many Instagram stories, so much IGTV that they're repeating things that they've heard their favorite motivators say. They've watched and listened to so much Gary Vee, so much ET, so much Tony Robbins. Like, they can repeat every single thing that they've said, but they do not have the capacity to actually go out and do the work that's required to get to the next level in their lives. And that's where we have to take a step back, because you will drive yourself crazy. Trust me, I've been there. You will drive yourself crazy attempting to get people to places that they cannot stay in because they are not ready. There's nothing worse than pushing and motivating and just making someone believe that they're ready and they're not really ready. And then they get there and they can't sustain it. They cannot stay there. And you're literally going to have to be there with them in order for them to sustain it. And it's not worth it. It's not worth you being stressed out. It's not worth you being drained. It's not worth you having to motivate someone every single day. Can I just tell you guys, when I was in the MLM industry, I think that one of the most draining parts of it was attempting to motivate people who really didn't want to do it, who really weren't there. I think that that was the most exhausting part of that career, wanting it for people more than they actually wanted it for themselves. That's why I'm so excited and I'm so at peace with where I am now, because the people who I get to work with, they're investing in themselves because they want coaching. They want to be a part of a community with Girl CEO. They're already at a space where they're like, I need more. I want to get up every single day and I want to work towards my goal. This is my dream is driving me. I'm excited to hear your voice in the morning, Ronnie. I'm excited when you go live. You really have to understand that the pressure that you're putting on people, the pressure that you're putting on yourself by believing, prematurely believing in people. Oh my gosh. In my B Simone voice, it's like, baby girl, you better wake up. You are going to drain yourself. So pay attention to the actions. I said this earlier and I'm going to say it again. It's all about choices. You are not a product of your environment. Like, you are a product of your choices sometimes. Sometimes you could be so much further ahead in life and you're not there based on the shitty choices that you've made. You've made some bad decisions. Some of you all are one decision away from your entire life changing. That's the scariest thing that could really just be in your way. Some people are literally one decision away from their entire life changing for the better. And I want to ask you, is this you? Is it you? Girl CEOs, you're listening to this right now. What decision do you know in your heart that you need to make that's going to make the biggest difference in your life once you make this choice? I think everyone has that thing. And you're probably writing right now, listening to this like, oh my goodness, this message is for me. I'm going crazy. But I believe that everyone has this one decision that they have to make. And that one decision will literally determine the outcome of their entire freaking life. I just hope that you guys make the right decision. And while you're making that decision, don't pull anyone along in the process. I get messages like this every day. I have someone that I went in business with. It feels like I'm doing everything. Or Ronnie, I'm in a relationship and I just don't know. I just don't get it. I feel like I am more business minded and this person isn't. Do what you need to do and stop dragging people along. They used to say you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink. I think that's the truest statement ever. And in the beginning on my journey, I feel like I wanted to bring everybody with me. That's why I used to love the MLM game so much, right? Because you could just kind of bring people along with you. But as you grow, you realize everyone doesn't have the character to go to the next level. Everyone doesn't have the drive. Everyone doesn't have the work ethic. Everyone can't be trusted. Everyone doesn't have your best interests at heart. Everyone can't bounce back. Everyone can't keep their game face on. Everyone can't take a loss and get back and go one more time. Okay, I got this. So sometimes instead of attempting to dream for other people, you have to see people for who they are and where they are. I used to look at people and say, oh my God, like she's so amazing. She could be killing it right now. Why is she not killing it? And then time would go by and you will look at the decisions, the poor choices, the lack of consistency. Oh, you'll say, oh my gosh, okay, I see what's going on. They're not willing to change. Okay, they're not willing to cut this toxic out of their life in order for them to advance to the next level. I'm telling you, every single thing boils down to a choice. And I would spend time pouring and investing and coaching and trying to get people to places and they would get there. But what would happen when they got there is they couldn't stay there. They couldn't continue to run the business without me, right? Because I was so dedicated to the outcome. I wanted to see the transformation happen for them. And young lady who sent me this message, you have to make sure that you are not addicted to transformation in other people for self-fulfillment. I am a licensed life coach. A lot of people don't know that because I never really talk about it. But one thing I learned during the time that I was in school getting my life coach license, I learned that coaching is not about you making someone change who they are, what they like, telling them what to do, giving them the step by step. That's not coaching. And what I learned as a growth coach was you being a coach is you helping people sort out things that they have already set before themselves, right? So often we want to say, okay, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And sometimes that's okay. If people say, can you give me this feedback? Yeah. But as a coach, something I learned is we help people accomplish goals that they've already set up for themselves, right? But they have to do the work. The key word is they. You cannot do the work for them. And I think that is the most important thing. We have to understand that we have to put ourselves in a space where we are allowing people to flow at their own pace, not pushing them into this new business or pushing them into this new venture. Like, that is not giving them the time to grow. So my answer to you is, you sound like you already know the answer to the question that you sent. And if I could be honest with you guys, we only ask questions that we already know the answers to. I'm telling you, these types of questions are the questions where you've already gone through this in your head. You know what you need to do. And you're like, let me get one more opinion just in case I'm going crazy. No, you're not going crazy. You're not going crazy at all. You know what you need to do. So let's do that. Do what your heart and your mind and your spirit is telling you to do. If it's telling you you're dragging this person along and this person does not have the drive, then listen to that intuition. I meet so many people and they get every sign that they need about certain things in their lives. You get the sign. You're like, God, give me a sign. God, give me a sign, God. And then God comes, he gives you the sign. And you're like, okay, God, give me another sign. It's like, huh? Okay, then he comes, he gives you another sign. And then you're like, okay, Jesus, Okay, God, stop playing now. Give me one more sign. It's like, listen, listen. You're sending this message because you already feel it in your spirit that you're dragging someone to success and they don't really want it. It's just that simple. Keep it moving and dedicate your time and your energy to someone who wants it as bad as you. Just that simple. All right. All right. So one more thing, guys, and we're going to wrap up for today. I want to stress this for the next 2 days. So many of you all have been asking about the Girl CEO Circle, the Girl CEO Inner Circle, what it's all about. I get that question all the time. Ronnie, what is it all about? How can I get in? Will you be doing any promos? Right now, for the next few days, I think we have 2 days left, you can join Girl CEO Inner Circle for $9.99, all right, for your first 30 days. After the 30 days is over, it goes back to its normal price, all right? But this is for the people who have been on the fence. They want to get a peek in. They want to see what it's all about, okay? You can join for $9.99 for your first 30 days. Come test it out. Come get into the community. Come join us at the events. Get on the masterclass. You have 30 days to really get a peek so you can see every single thing that you're missing out on, okay? I love you guys. I hope you have a great week. And I'll see you on the inside. Make sure you come and check me out. GirlCEOInc.com. Follow me on Instagram at Ronnie Brown. And I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.